So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught, Ava pisha amr besula gave him a sayim valmana mana, emratzala haysef, afila mea mana yasef. Even though there is a set amount in the ksuba of 200 zuz for a besula and 100 zuz for an almana, nevertheless, a person may add as much as he wants to this amount. The Mishnah then presents a machlekes. The Tanakhama says, Nisa armala oin niskarsha, beimin erisin, beimin nisuin, gaivis akal. A woman who divorces from erisin benisuin receives the whole ksuba, both the basic amount and the added amount. A woman who divorces from nisuin receives the whole ksuba, but a woman who divorces from erisin receives only the basic amount, because he only added the tesefes on condition that they subsequently marry. Although he did not specify that the tesefes was conditional, however, as lina basa umdina, Bezdin considers the intent of Stam bin Adam, people in general, who only add the Tesefes for the intimacy of marriage. According to one understanding of the Tanakhama, Hachanami umdin daitahu, Mishamikruvi daitahu, Vaho ikruvalei daita. A person adds Tesefes even from the intimacy achieved by Kedushin, therefore, even in the Erisin, she is Gaivis Hakal. After citing several Amirom who disagree whether Halacha Kabbalah ben Azariah or In Halacha Kabbalah ben Azariah, the Gemara concludes, V'aloch l'maitzah k'vlaz ben Azariah. By Ravin, nichnas l'chub avalei nevel amahu, chibas chub akoina oi chibas bi akoina. Ravin asks about a case in which they performed chuba and she was nisarmel oi nisgarsha before they cohabited. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agree in this case that goyves akoil, because chibas chub akoina, the intimacy of chuba is sufficient for tesefes k'suba, or ina goyves akoil, because chibas bi akoina, the intimacy of Bia is required for Tesefes Ksuba? By Rav Ashi, Im timtza loy mechibas chuba kaina, nechnas lo chuba upirsa nida mahu. Rav Ashi asks, if we assume that Rav Elazar ben Azariah agrees that chibas chuba kaina is enough for Tesefes Ksuba, what would be in a case in which she became a nida right after the chuba, and she was nisarma loy nisgarsha before they were permitted for Bia? Does Rav Elazar ben Azariah say that in a goyves akoil, because chuppah dechazi labia, avo chuppah dechazi labia loy? Only a chuppah which is eligible for bia entitles her to tesefes ksuba. But a chuppah that is not eligible for bia does not entitle her to tesefes ksuba? Or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees that goyves akoil, because loishna, all forms of chuppah entitle her to tesefes ksuba. Take away. The previous Mishnah mentioned a machlekes remei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imratza Kaisav Lubsula Starsha Masayim, Vihika Sevis is Kabalti Mucha Mana, Ula Mana Mana, Vihika Sevis is Kabalti Mucha Chamishim Zuz. A person may write a ksuba with the appropriate amount, and she may give him a receipt that she received part of it. Remea Oimer, Kala Paiches Lubsula Mimisayim, Ula Mana Mimana, Harezu Be'ilaz Nus. Remea disagrees and says that the ksuba is not legitimate when the Besula receives less than 200 Zuz, or an Amana receives less than 100 Zuz, in which the marriage is not effective and considered znos. The Gemara cites another machlokes of Remei Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'omer le'isha hareat mekudeshes li, amanas she'ein lech olai she'er ksuz va'ayna, harezu mekudeshes v'tanai batal. Divrei Meir, a man gave a woman kedushin b'tanai, on condition that he is absolved from his obligations to provide support, clothing, and timely cohabitation. Remei says that the kedushin is effective, however the tanai is not effective, because kala masna mashakasa batar tanai bottle. A tanai which overrides a tar obligation is null and void. Therefore, the kedushin takes effect unconditionally, and he must adhere to all its obligations. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'davar shebemam in tanai kaim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the kedushin is effective, and the tanai is effective regarding the monetary obligations of shebiksos, because kala masna mashakasa batar tanai kaim. A tanai which overrides a tar obligation regarding a monetary issue is effective, because as Rashi explains above Metzia, non aleph men aleph, nitan l'machila, she can absolve him of the monetary obligations. However, the tanai is not effective for the marital obligations of Aina, because lo nitan l'machila, she does not absolve him of the personal issues. Now, the Gemara explains our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imrotza kaisav l'besula shtar shemasayim, v'hika sevis his kabalte mimcha mana. Taimud de kasav alei, aval al pe aloi, This only works if she wrote him a receipt, but al peh t'nai batal, where she merely consented verbally that t'nai is null and void, and he has to pay a full ksuba. Although ksuba is a davar shebemamon, in which generally, according to Rabbi Yehuda, t'nai kayim, the Gemara answers ksav Rabbi Yehuda ksuba d'rabbanan. The ksuba is a rabbinical obligation. The chacham also chizuk l'divrei miyisa mishal tera, and the chacham enforce their regulations more than tera obligations. Therefore, even a davar shebemamon t'nai batal. However, b'ksav, it is effective because it's not considered a t'nai in the ksuba. The ksuba obligation remains intact with the full amount, but she writes a receipt as if she already received part of the ksuba. Remeu, who says, kol apoiches lebesula mimisayim ulamona mimona harizu b'ilaz nos, the words kol apoiches mean both b'ksav u'bal peh. Now, based on the above, according to Reb Meir, theoretically, the halacha would be as follows. B'ksav, the kedushin would be effective with a partial ksuba, as explained earlier. Bal peh, the kedushin would be effective with a complete ksuba, because ksav Reb Meir ksuba deiraisa and masna mashakaz v'tayra t'nai batal. However, Reb Meir says harizu b'ilaz nus. It's as if the kedushin is not effective, because lo samcha daita, she does not feel secure about receiving her full ksuba. Although he's obligated in a full ksuba because of t'nai batal, but since he tried to reduce it, she feels insecure. The Vedach Chacham considered this marriage bilaz nus. The Brisa mentions a third opinion, Rabbi Yisa Emu Rishoy, that al peh t'noi kayim, the ksuba is legitimate even when she only consented verbally, because Rabbi Yisa agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that ksuba d'rabbanan, but disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says, le'osu chizik l'devrayim yisa mishal teira, therefore b'davar shebemomen t'nai kayim.